WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Human remains were found in a mobile home that caught fire yesterday afternoon. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says firefighters from the South Brazos Volunteer Fire Department and College Station responded to 911 calls around 5 p.m. The identity of the body, which was burned, has not been released.
With the help of forensic pathologists, we'll have an autopsy that'll help us confirm the identity and the cause of manner and death.
The sheriff says there will be two investigators from the state fire marshal's office. The sheriff says no neighboring structures at the Rolling Ridge Mobile Home Park off Rock Prairie West near Holloman South were threatened due to the quick response from firefighters. The College Station City Council has again approved on a split vote a land use change for a business development over the opposition of neighboring homeowners.
The opposition involved expanding University Town Center. That's the shopping area with the large water feature along University. The council approved on a 4-2 vote, allowing the developer to add access off Lincoln Avenue by what amounts to extending Ashburn Street to the north. Julie Schultz among those believing the street extension was the only way to recruit an unnamed major retailer.
I don't know that these people are coming, but a big retail grocer like Whole Foods or something like that, that's what more people have come up and talked to me about wanting that.
Joining Schultz to grant the Lincoln Avenue access were James Benham, Carl Mooney, and Jerome Rectorick. Developers also had the support of the City of College Station's Economic Development Office. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today is the annual Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Spokesman Brian Hilton says the names of 223 veterans will be added to the Wall of Honor at Veterans Park.
And I still get a lump in my throat when, you know, watching the reaction of these families answering for their soldiers.
Today's program, which starts at 5:30, is being held the day before Veterans Day in order for the participation of the A&M Band and the Ross Volunteers. In honor of Veterans Day, the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets will conduct its annual military review before tomorrow's Aggie football game.
The Corps will form on the quad at about 3:30, and they will step off from the quad about 3:50 and then march directly over to the Simpson Drill Field. And the review should actually start somewhere around 4:20 in the afternoon.
Colonel Byron Stebbins says the review will take the place of the normal march-in that occurs on game days. The U.S. House Ways and Means Committee has approved federal tax reform legislation. A question asked of Congressman Bill Flores on our show this week was in regard to the impact on municipal bonds. Flores says there will be a change regarding bonds on public-private partnerships.
In Bryan College Station, like Park West, which is a financial disaster.
Flores says there will be higher interest rates on bond issues for future public-private partnerships. The new president of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency is finishing his third month. On our show, Matt Prohaska says he is impressed about the cooperation he's experienced from Bryan and College Station.
In every way, our community leaders see the bigger picture of growing the community at large.
When asked if any announcements might be made in the next 30 days, Prohaska said he would keep us posted. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. That text line is open, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get ready for the Brazos County Heart Walk and Heart Chase on Saturday, November 18th on campus at Texas A&M University. Walking is the easiest and most sustainable form of exercise, and as little as 30 minutes a day can greatly reduce your risk of heart disease. So be a part of the fun, get a team together, and come out on November 18th. Call 979-268-0068. That's 979-268-0068. Or go to BrazosCountyHeartWalk.org to sign up and walk your way to good health.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text HOME to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text HOME to 99,000. That's HOME to 99,000.
Tax reform? Who knows? Your tax experts at Bottom Line Bookkeeping will have all of the answers to your questions. Don't hesitate to call. We will keep you posted. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, celebrating 35 years of business in the Brazos Valley. Voted best of the Brazos for 13 years.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sun. We're reaching 65 to 70 during this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds and down between 50 and 55. Turning a bit milder during the weekend, clouds and sun, low 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, periods of clouds, upper 50s. And Sunday, more clouds and sun, slight chance of showers, near 75. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. I'm not a meteorologist, but what I do know is some sports. High school football in action this evening. A&M Consolidated is heading to Merrill Green to take on the Rutter Rangers. For Coach Lee Fedora and the guys, it's a must win.
Like we told our guys, we better be ready to play because they know, you know, this is a playoff game. Because if you lose, you may not be in. If you win, you're guaranteed in. So we just got to go in the mindset. We got to find a way to play our game and win the ball game.
We'll talk more about that matchup, as well as hear from the other side. Coach Greg Morgan and the Rutter Rangers looking to make the playoffs for the first time
in program history.
Yeah.
Talking playoffs.
So we will talk about all the matchups going on around the Brazos Valley tonight. Of course, Aggie football is in action tomorrow.
Whoop.
Ezekiel Elliott is
not in action.
For the time being, is going to be serving that six-game suspension. Right. And a ton of Aggie sports in action tonight, by the way. We got NCAA tournament soccer.
Yeah.
We got Aggie women's basketball. We got Aggie men's basketball. Just so many things to enjoy.
So many things.
So many things. All that more coming up in sports.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Because it's 48 degrees outside.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah, I gotta do that.
Got my sweater on.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down.
Well,
Santa
actually, Santa Claus was not on Santa Claus Lane. He was actually in South Hackensack, New Jersey yesterday.
That's where he lives in the off-season.
Yeah. Anyway, it all started with a traffic stop where police found the crack pipe right next to his Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa.
Yeah.
Here
comes
Santa. Going to be on the naughty list.
Yeah. When they searched the car, they found drug paraphernalia, including empty bags of crack and heroin.
Did he blame it on the elves?
No, he didn't. He says he volunteers for their Toys for Tots in Hackensack. So, yeah.
Santa
Claus
comes to Santa.
There you go.
Mom, Ruin. Santa gave me some snow.
Oh, really? I got snowflake from Santa. Well, anyway, then there's this. Suspect robbing a Shipley's Donut in Houston. not here.
Okay.
In Houston. Handed out donuts to the customers.
What?
Yeah, he
really?
He came in, he stole their cell phones, took money, and then he said he went back and got donuts. Surveillance video shows three men wearing hoodies and bandanas robbing the store. While two of the men were behind the counter demanding the cash from the registers, the third guy took the cell phones of the customers. Then he jumped over the counter, exchanged words with the customers, picked up some donuts in wax paper. In wax paper.
Oh, at least he was concerned
That's
about
right.
germs.
Don't I wonder get if any he, criminal germs
I wonder if he
on
was
him.
Like an ex-employee or something.
You know, interesting. He knew the technique. He knew what that little
right.
piece of paper was for.
Yeah.
So anyway, handed out some freebie donuts.
Inside job.
Yeah, maybe so. Because after all, a donut place is going to have lots of bucks. I guess in the morning it might.
Info.
Mation.
Man.
Lots of change, maybe.
There could be.
And all the chocolate milk you can handle.
Yeah, what's the good news? I got a free chocolate-filled donut, but I lost my
cell phone.
Yeah, okay. See how that works out. Just remember, there are video cameras
everywhere.
No matter what you're doing, they're going to find out.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
The BVSO continues the Tenors and Titans season with two of the most celebrated works ever written, Mozart's Symphony No. 40 and Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, Eroica. The Major Masterpieces concert is Sunday, November 19th at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets on sale now at bvso.org or call 845-1234. The BVSO, making music come alive.
News Talk 1620. Here we go. It's Friday. Is it Friday? Right? It's
Friday.
Like a music day.
Yeah, I love this.
Well, actually, today is the birthday of Sesame Street. Really?
I mean, never a big fan.
No? 1969.
Really?
1969 is when that started.
They always have a great float in the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah, they do. Yep. And so there you go. Got that happening for you. It's also Area Code Day.
Okay.
Area Code Day. The reason is direct dial telephone service began on this date. It was the area codes were first introduced in 1951. Okay. That was before push-button phones, okay? And so you were able to actually dial yourself. You didn't have to use an operator. They'd say, Grandma's on the phone, talk loud and fast, because you got to do that. And then, of course, you know about area codes themselves, how they come up with the area codes where the buttons are close together, like 212.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so those are right up there at the top. Back in the day, we were 713.
And then we were 409, weren't we?
Yeah, 409, which is just annoying.
Right.
And now
which is now like Beaumont, I think.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Squoze over into East Texas, if you will. So anyhow, that's how that stuff changed. And then, of course, Dallas was 214, so that was kind of easy. 512 is Austin, which isn't particularly easy, but Austin was a lot smaller back in.
Tyler's 903.
There you go.
That's not easy.
Happy birthday to the Gideon Society. If it weren't for them, people couldn't steal Bibles nearly as easily.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay. Also, Packard introduced their first. Everything okay?
Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
All right. Okay. Packard introduced their first air-conditioned car in 1939.
Whoa, really? Yep. I didn't even know they had air conditioning in homes.
Some people still don't have air conditioning in their cars.
Yep, that's exactly right. If you remember that song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, remember that song by Gordon Lightfoot? Yeah, y'all don't know.
I do.
Yeah. It happened on this date in 1975. Not the song, the actual Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Sony introduced this thing called the Walkman. A little cassette recorder that you could actually carry around with you.
Wow.
And plug in these annoying headphones.
Mm-hmm.
That never caught on.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to Windows. That's right. They released the first version of Windows on us.
Oh, you don't have the sound effect.
I don't. Oh, that? Yeah. Well, then we can do that. It's a Vanilla Cupcake Day.
Oh,
ooh, vanilla cupcake.
I'm a chocolate fan myself.
Yeah, okay, me too.
There you go. All right, we got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Kiernan Shipka is turning 18. Now, she plays Sally Draper on Mad Men.
Sure.
So if you're a big fan of that show, Sally's turning 18 today. Taron Egerton is turning 28. Egerton. He's in the Kingsman movies.
Oh, okay.
And he was Eddie the Eagle. And is actually a very good singer, by the way. He's got a great singing
voice. I never did see that movie.
Eddie the Eagle or the Kingsman?
Either.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
Yeah.
You need to get out more, Chelsea. Go out and see the world. You're young. Go do it. Josh Peck is turning 31 today. Josh from Nickelodeon's Drake and Josh.
Oh, yes, I do know that person.
Now, he didn't invite Drake to his wedding, but apparently they're cool now.
Oh.
But Drake, it was kind of a big-time deal on social media.
Man.
Yeah, he was like, why didn't I get invited?
It's even weirder is that someone from Nickelodeon was getting married.
Yeah. Oh, well, 31. It happens.
Oh, 31.
31.
It happens.
It happens for some people. Yep. Miranda Lambert is turning 34 today.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, let me make sure
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Got some Miranda.
Up on love, love's give it up on me.
There you go. Yeah.
By the way, some
She's
of the lyrics,
awesome.
Some of the lyrics in this, like this, from that, you know what I'm talking about, that Steve Earle song.
Oh. But yeah, she's our Miranda's our good friend from Lyndale.
Yeah, she's from Lyndale. She's got a boutique.
Good old
there.
East Texas girl. Yeah,
she does a lot of animal rescue stuff too, which I always think is really cool.
And Pistol Annies, so that's her group.
Yep.
Walton Goggins is turning 46, really good actor.
Yeah.
And he can do pretty much anything. Yeah. He can do serious. He can do funny.
Of course, Vice Principals now. Is
HBO with Danny McBride.
I've heard really good things about that show.
It's pretty funny, but it's so weird seeing him in Justified and Vice Principals, and in real life he doesn't have a country accent.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But he is from Georgia.
Have weird hair though.
He does have weird hair and big teeth.
Yeah.
Really big teeth. Of course, I don't know if you watched. My mind. Sons of Anarchy.
It's Friday. It's been a long week.
It has been. Sons of Anarchy. He played a woman in Sons of Anarchy.
Well, there you go.
Interesting. Okay.
Warren G is turning 47. He regulates.
Okay.
So we don't know if we can play a lot of his stuff. Probably anyways, not. He's half brother of Dr. Dre. Ellen Pompeo. There you go, Chelsea.
Oh, Meredith.
48.
Okay.
So she's Grey's Anatomy.
She is Grey. Yeah.
She is Grey. Tracy Morgan, 49.
Lucky to be alive.
Yeah, he is, but he's turning 49 today. Sinbad is turning 61 today.
He's got a great Christmas movie.
Yeah, he does.
With Arnold.
The
Turbo Man. Turbo Man,
And Tim Rice is turning 73. He's a lyricist for Evita, Aladdin, The Lion King, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's right.
That's all I've got for birthday stuff.
Well, we got wrestler Cowboy Bob Orton. He's 67.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for olds, you might remember Dave Loggins. He's 70. And Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the whole USA, country singer. She's 68 years old. All right. On Saturday, of course, it's Veterans Day. We'll talk about that more. A lot of banks and stuff like that are closed today.
Okay.
In remembrance of that. It's also Remembrance Day in Canada. That's what they call it. Origami Day tomorrow.
Ooh.
Origami.
Yeah, National Sunday Day. That's S-U-N-D-A-E.
So the ice cream.
Yep. Singles Day and wine.
You just passed right over Singles Day.
Singles
two
Day.
Two out of three of us.
You guys are singles.
Yeah.
And so let me see. I'm trying to see.
So we got
to
celebrate.
We're single and ready to mingle.
It doesn't show how you celebrate Singles Day, but I guess you can.
Oh, I celebrate it every
alone.
Day, Scott.
Okay.
Celebrate it alone.
It is 11-11. It is always on the 11th day of November.
That's so because 11-11, you're supposed to make a wish, wish to not be single anymore.
Is that right? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, when the clock hits 11-11, people say, you know, if you make a wish at 11-11, then,
you
know.
It'll come true.
Wow, sure.
And it's also Wine Tourism Day.
Ooh, okay.
That. Yep. And we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Krista Allen is turning 26, plays Charlotte Grayson on ABC's Revenge.
Oh, man. Great show.
Do you actually watch it?
I binged it.
Oh.
The whole thing this year.
Wow.
Hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't have anybody to take you on a date. That's why.
Yeah. So I watched Revenge for four straight weeks.
Vinny Guadagnino. I think I'm pronouncing the last name right.
Okay.
He's Vinny from Jersey Shore. He's turning 30 today.
Oh, Vinny. He was the nice one.
He was the nice one. He was the one that everybody liked.
Everybody loved Vinny.
How did he last?
I don't know.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he was the most relatable. Leonardo DiCaprio is turning 43 tomorrow.
Okay, wow. Leo.
So he's 7 years to 50. Calista Flockhart is turning 53.
Sure.
Allie McBeal.
Okay.
Now, she's married to Harrison Ford. He's 75, by the way, so there's a big age gap there. However you pronounce her first name, Moore, is turning 55.
Yeah, Demi, that's right.
Demi.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
Demi.
No, at first
Demi
it was Moore. Like Demi, wasn't
right,
it?
The
or something?
Was Demi.
Yeah, it's Demi Moore is turning 55.
Instead of reading the Scarlet Letter when I was supposed to in school, I watched the movie, which she is in.
Yeah.
She is Hester Prynne. Is that her name?
Yeah.
I can't believe I remember
that's
that.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Anyway, just fun
we're
fact.
The,
fun fact
stuff
about
that
Demi.
You remember. I haven't watched the movie. I did actually read the book. I was one of those people.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know. Stanley Tucci is turning 57.
He's good. Does a lot of good.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He plays Caesar Flickerman in The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. For
oh,
those.
Okay. Yep.
Superstar Ian Marsh is turning 61.
Who
on Sunday.
Who said he's a superstar?
Yeah.
This says he's a superstar, okay, and right. I say he's a superstar. Right. He was the master musician in the Human League, Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Oh.
Don't you want me, baby. Don't you want me,
so there you go, Scott.
Yeah, I got that.
Freedom and
superstar.
Weep. And golfer Fuzzy Zeller is turning 66.
Yeah, he's
on Saturday.
By the wayside. Barbara Boxer, she's just a young chick in the Senate because she's 77.
No, oh, yep. Okay.
And Jesse Colin Young, head of the Youngbloods, is 76 years old tomorrow. On Sunday, it's Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Oh, I used to read those.
Yeah, there you are. They got tons of them out
there.
Pizza with the Works Day, except anchovies. it's a World Quality Day. Quality Day. And,
by American.
That's for sure. And International Tongue Twister Day.
Ooh.
And birthdays of?
Birthdays on Sunday, Anne Hathaway turning 35, mm-hmm. Princess Diaries, mm-hmm. Get Smart, Les Miserables. Ryan Gosling is turning 37. Les Miserables, I know how to pronounce
it,
Scott.
It's okay, I like it.
Ryan Gosling is turning 37,
uh-huh.
The Notebook, whatever,
yes.
He's in some stuff.
Dreamboat.
The only thing that I remember is he couldn't cover anybody in Remember the Titans, so they had to bring Petey in.
Yeah, oh my gosh, did. I forgot right. He was
so,
in that movie.
Yeah, I forget, there were a lot of good people in that
there
movie.
There were.
Tamala Jones
didn't
is turning...
make the movie good, but it was okay.
No.
Oh my gosh, Scott, it's a classic. Get
Scott
out of here.
Scott doesn't like Remember the
I
Titans?
I guess not.
Oh, it's all right.
Really?
It's
wow. It's okay. Yeah. Tamala Jones is turning 43. She played Tracy Morgan's wife on The Tracy Morgan Show.
Oh, okay.
Of course, his
mm-hmm.
birthday's on Friday. Tanya Harding is turning 47 on Sunday.
Oh, talk about a real winner.
Yeah. Is she still boxing? I don't know if she's still boxing.
We know who she is. We remember.
No,
I know.
We do.
I know.
We do. And she's, and I think like MTV or one of those kind of stations airs like dumb videos, maybe it's VH1,
okay,
like people doing dumb stuff,
sure.
And you know how they'll pan over to the comedians or whatever that make these funny jokes,
yep,
while they're showing the actual video,
yeah.
And she's one of
she
them
does
for
one
some
really
reason. Yeah,
so
she's, go, who is that
she's yeah. staying she's staying relevant, yeah. Sammy
sure.
Sosa turning 49.
Oh man,
you can get him a juicer,
yep,
for his birthday, yeah. Nadia Comaneci is turning 56.
Or Comaneci.
Yeah, her too. Well, it was 76, Scott. You know, I
know.
I wasn't around in
You're
76.
Right. That's okay.
She earned the first perfect 10 in Olympic gymnastics
she
history.
Oh,
absolutely.
Cool.
She did.
Megan Mullally is turning 59.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she plays Karen on Will and Grace.
Sure. Oh, okay.
She's actually married to Ron Swanson. Nick Offerman
uh-oh.
In real life. So,
okay, she's funny.
Yeah. Oh, dadgummit, I wasn't able to pull up anything on YouTube. Neil Young is turning 72.
No, it's okay.
On Sunday.
Geronimo's Cadillac and many others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, look at my life.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm
okay.
a lot like you were. L. Michaels, You Believe in Miracles,
yeah.
Is turning 73.
Uh-huh.
And Wallace Shawn is turning 74. Vincini on The Princess Bride. Inconceivable.
That's the guy.
So he's turning 74.
Wow.
And that's all I've got for birthdays.
Okay. And on this up note, Charles Manson
mm-hmm.
will be 84.
Oh, happy birthday, Chucky.
Yeah, that's on Sunday. There you go. All right, 28 after.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, Hillary Clinton just can't seem to get over the fact she lost the 2016 election recently at a book signing. She was asked what she'd be for Halloween. She said, maybe I'll come as the president. At a recent dinner event, Hillary said Fox News must think she lives at the White House because they spend a disproportionate amount of time literally talking about impeaching me. That's a lie. And now in the latest issue of Teen Vogue, Hillary published a letter she wrote to her teenage self in which she writes, when you find yourself standing on a stage in Philadelphia on a historic night in July of 2016, give yourself a moment to take it all in. Don't forget to enjoy the balloons. You know, I miss the days when Hillary was in hiding and hiking in the woods in Chappaqua with her dog.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24-7. The company is GEICO. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. Now through November the 20th, when you go to Blinds.com or call 1-888-4-BLINDS, you're going to save up to 40% off everything, plus an additional 5% when you use the promo code Hannity. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Good morning, 630. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Kind of chilly out there, but after it warms up today, it's going to stay warm, in some cases very warm as we continue. So high today, about 67, mostly sunny skies, down to 52 tonight. Then pretty ideal for Veterans Day. It's 71 will be our high temperature. It'll be 75 on Sunday and Monday. On Tuesday, up to 77. And by Wednesday, we're looking at a high of 80 degrees. Yep. But right now, winds out of the north at 5. We have a chill factor of 44 and air temperature under fair skies of 46.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
My daughter gets so excited to go and see the nativity scene that they have. She says, Mama, Mama, there's Jesus, and her eyes and her heart just sparkle with joy. And when you see your kids happy, it just brings so much joy to us as parents, knowing that our kids are happy and we're able to enjoy it all together as one.
Share in the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another College Station residential neighborhood has lost its attempt to block a land use change requested by business developers.
Homeowners in the Eastgate District were not able to sway the city council from approving commercial signage and creating what amounts to a street extension of Ashburn past Lincoln to University. That's part of expanding the University Town Center, where owner David Scamardo has been working with the city's economic development office to bring in an unidentified major retailer.
I know there's fear, I know there's concern, but it can coexist. And we want to do this right. We've got our reputation on the line. We're not going to do this development and leave town tomorrow. We're going to be here. We're going to look at it. We've got to look at every one of these people every day in the grocery store, the bank. We're going to do it right, and I'm passionate about this.
The council voted 4-2 to give Scamardo access off Lincoln to the center, which is where you'll find the large water feature along University. That was followed by a 6-0 vote approving a planned development district that not only creates more retail, but adds single-family housing along Lincoln between Ashburn and Munson. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos County Sheriff's deputies spent the night at the scene of a mobile home fire where human remains were found late yesterday afternoon.
First call came in and right at 5 o'clock. A neighbor had seen some flames coming out the windows of a structure, called into 911, South Brazos County Fire Department and College Station Fire Department responded.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says there will be an autopsy to identify the burned body and to determine the cause of death. The sheriff says they will be assisted by two investigators from the state fire marshal's office. The mobile home is located in the Rolling Ridge Mobile Home Park, located just outside the College Station city limits off Rock Prairie West near Holloman South.
Thankfully, the response by the fire department was quick. And the potential was great for the fire to expand, but they were able to contain the fire there in one structure.
The South Brazos Volunteer and College Station Fire Departments responded to the call. Nearly 3 months have gone by since the Research Valley Partnership announced the new president of the Economic Development Agency. Matt Prohaska on our show was asked if any announcements might be made in the next 30 days.
We will keep you posted.
A Texas A&M graduate, Prohaska returned to Aggieland with more than 25 years in various economic development and industrial positions. Federal tax reform passed the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday on a party line vote. Two areas could impact colleges and universities. Congressman Bill Flores says one is removing the federal tax exemption on bonds that finance public-private partnerships.
I think that's appropriate. If you look at what the public-private partnerships have done, and particularly in College Station, they've added thousands more rooms to the rental pool, and it's driven down rates for the private entities that own apartments and so forth. It's hurt the tax base. It's crushed rental rates for the mom and pops in our community.
Flores also says he's trying to keep tuition relief for graduate students exempt from income taxes. The Texas Department of Public Safety has added a suspect in a Brian Double murder to its 10 most wanted fugitives list. 29-year-old Frankie Lee Bell Jr. is wanted in the October 3rd shooting deaths of Dominique and Tarrant Franklin. The brothers were shot in the head in their home in the Castle Heights neighborhood. DPS has announced a cash reward of up to $7,500 for information leading to Bell's capture. More information is online at WTAW.com. The names of 223 veterans will be added to the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial at today's Veterans Day program.
What typically happens, Bill Yunkin, one of our board members, will read off the names, and then the family or the soldier, depending on who's there, will stand up and answer when his or her name is called.
Spokesman Brian Hilton says the program is today to allow the participation of the Texas A&M Band and Ross Volunteers.
It was paramount that we made sure that we did it on Friday the 10th as opposed to Saturday the 11th.
Today's program, which starts at 5:30 at Veterans Park, includes a keynote address by the assistant director at the A&M Career Center. Bob Foley served in the Air Force during the Vietnam War. There will also be a special recognition for another Vietnam vet, Clarence Sasser, who received the Medal of Honor. 2 weeks ago, the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets marched through West Campus before the Aggie football game for the first time ever. Tomorrow, they're changing things up again. Colonel Byron Stebbins says they will conduct their annual military review to honor military veterans on Veterans Day.
Well, I think it's important. I know the cadets enjoy it, but just to recognize those men and women who have served our country, and it's fortunate in the fact that it actually occurs on Veterans Day this year, so I think it's that extra special meaning not only for the Corps, but for those veterans that will be there to watch it.
Colonel Stebbins says the Corps will step off from the quad at 3:50 and form for the review on Simpson Drill Field, located on the north side of the Memorial Student Center. The review is expected to finish around 5:15. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 46 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back.
Chartwell's at Texas A&M, Epicure's Catering, and the Brazos Food Bank are proud to partner for the 34th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of community volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 local Thanksgiving meals. Stuffing mix, canned green beans, cranberries, and other non-perishable food can be dropped off at the WTAW studio on the fifth floor of the Guarantee Bank Building, Emerald Parkway at Highway 6. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. To request this special Thanksgiving Day meal delivery for a neighbor, yourself, or any local senior citizen, please call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. That's 695-0985. Thank you for sharing your day caring for our neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
If you're in the Rock Prairie Road area, you may have found you need a new place to drop off your dry cleaning. No need to change your routine. There's still a dry cleaners you can depend on in your area. Hallmark Cleaners. Hallmark Cleaners is located right next to Kroger Gas at the corner of Rock Prairie and Highway 6. They have a convenient drive-thru and offer same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners has been the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years. Find them at the corner of Rock Prairie and Highway 6 next to Kroger Gas.
Good morning, it's 6:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And we got some weather, and it's sponsored this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sun, we're reaching 65 to 70 during this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds and down between 50 and 55. Turning a bit milder during the weekend, clouds and sun, low 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, periods of clouds, upper 50s. And Sunday, more clouds and sun, slight chance of showers, near 75. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights is back in the Brazos Valley. A big showdown at Merrill Green Stadium with two teams vying for a playoff berth. That would be the A&M Consolidated Tigers and the Rudder Rangers. Rudder looking to make the postseason for the first time in program history. Here's Coach Greg Morgan.
You know, we're very pleased at this point of the season, being where we are, that this Week 10 game against Consol means something. Mm-hmm. It's not just finishing for pride or, you know, finishing strong. This one actually can lead to a playoff berth.
We'll break down that matchup as well as looking some other games around the Brazos Valley. Texas A&M football will be in action tomorrow. Some very familiar faces coming to town with the New Mexico Lobos. Hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as plenty of Aggie sports in action tonight. That would be men's basketball, women's basketball, and soccer. All that and more coming up in sports.
Just remember, Dave South and Mike Caruso will be sitting in a room in College Station watching a monitor broadcasting a game being played in Germany.
And but they're professionals. They're going to be great.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
By the way, I want to go ahead. I was going to mention this in the sportscast anyways, and I still will. But with tomorrow being Dave's final home broadcast for Aggie football, he'll be stopping by the Fan Zone show, which is broadcast right here on WTAW around 3:40. The broadcast tent is there north of the zone. So be sure to stop by and say howdy to Dave, because he'll be joining Tom Turbeville and Scott Clendenin for the broadcast.
Awesome.
He doesn't have a book for them to sign yet.
No, he doesn't.
He'll be back in a few years. He'll write a book, and he'll be back. He'll come back, and he'll sign your iPad, you know, because you're not going to get like a real...
That's a good point.
Yeah, sure. Oh, what? Do a book?
Yeah. Well, how do authors sign things anymore when everything's on an e-reader?
Yeah, they don't. No, they don't.
Okay.
Yeah, they just put their handprint on it or something like that. Okay, everybody in Washington's patting themselves on the back because the senators actually voted on something.
Tax reform in the House took a critical first step, being passed by the Ways and Means Committee 24-16.
Yeah.
Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady introduced a 29-page amendment doing things like keeping the adoption tax credit and lowering the small business lowest rate to 9%.
These are areas where members on both sides of the aisle said we need to take a second look. We did.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi accused the Republicans of a lack of transparency.
Speed of light in the dark of night. And back rooms without even their own members.
The current plan is for the bill to be brought up for a vote on the House floor late next week. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Yes, it's Sentiment House. Yeah, see, like the Democrats have never done that. The Democrats have never done anything in the dark of night at the speed of
no.
light.
No.
How poetic was that?
That was. I thought she was going to start just rolling things off.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Dark of night at the speed of light.
So anyway, so now the Senate will take it up, and it'll take forever, and don't worry about that. So without really going into any detail, because there's no reason to, this guy Roy Moore, who is the Alabama Republican nominee, clearly misbehaving with young girls a long time ago. But nonetheless, our two senators have already endorsed him to be elected to the United States Senate.
Mm.
Ted Cruz thinks he'd be fine in there. So does John Cornyn. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
maybe.
I might be rethinking
that. Probably not.
Maybe not. And actually, there are Republicans who are saying he should step down, withdraw from the race. He's going, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, look. In fairness, you're innocent until proven guilty, right?
Oh, sure.
But
you're right.
With this many allegations, usually when there's smoke, there's fire.
Yep. And it's kind of interesting, not on the same level, but the idea of abandoning somebody who you politically would support. Members of the elite Winged Foot Country Club in upstate New York upset that the management refuses to hang a portrait of President Trump.
Oh, really?
Like they do all the other presidents. I mean, this is a guy who actually plays golf.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
this is
all
his
of them.
Deal.
All of them
and
play
if they,
golf.
And if they do it for all of the presidents,
yeah.
Then why is it? Oh, wow.
So they really have done it for all the presidents, just not him?
Well, since the Wingfoot Country Club has been in existence.
Well, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. But I mean, not hanging a picture of President Trump in a golf club is like not hanging a picture of President Clinton in a Hooters. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. All right. Anyway. All right.
That's what I like about these Hooters.
Speaking of them, NBC News reports former aides of Bill and Hill are launching a new super PAC to upgrade Democrat organizing and fundraising for the party's candidates around the country. Yeah, sure. Why not? That'd be fine. Just as long as Hillary doesn't run, it'd be okay. I don't know. Is there anything?
Happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Semper Fi. That's exactly
By
right.
By the way, hold on. Here we go. Little Hall of Montezuma for you.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Founded November 10th, 1775.
Well, you know, and what's cool is the at the Veterans Park today, that's when they're having the Veterans Day name reading because they don't want to do it tomorrow because they want the Aggie Ross
band
Volunteers.
And the Ross Volunteers, yep.
But also, you know, they have unveiled the statuary over there that is a Marine actually climbing over a wall, which is really interesting because when we were talking to the general about it a few months ago, we all know that first line of the song from the Halls of Montezuma, and yet there had not been a Marine statue in Veterans Park, so now there is one. So that's kind of
cool. There
you
go.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Yep. And again, we'll talk more about veterans in a little while. Just, I can say this just real short. Okay, thank a veteran today, but there's not any reason you shouldn't thank a veteran every day.
Every day.
I mean, you think about it today, and we understand that, but thanking any people for their service is a good thing. 61% of U.S. American families, by the way, have a veteran in their family. 61%.
Wow.
Yep. There you go. All right, 646.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 11th, it's selection and care of fruit trees and berries. Selecting adaptable varieties and providing the right care are vitally important for success. We'll teach you about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's been a lot of interest these last 20 or 25 years in using native Texas plants in our landscapes. In some cases, that's a fine option, while in others, it may not be to your best advantage. I'll be back with details of landscaping with the natives right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're considering landscaping with the natives, the word adapted is probably a better operative word to use in selecting your plants. Just because a plant is native somewhere in Texas does not necessarily mean it'll be thrilled with the soils, climate, and other conditions in your area. To use one specific example, water oaks that grow well in acidic, red, sandy soils in East Texas where there's lots of rain don't do very well at all when you get into alkaline soils, heavy soils of far West Texas where it's very dry. That disclaimer out of the way, let's take a few moments to list some of the very best adapted native Texas landscape plants. These will be adapted over big parts of the state. We're going to talk about trees first, and I'll start with live oaks. Native in much of the state of Texas, they are majestic, low-spreading trees. They're evergreen, and they're lovely. Mature height, 40 feet. Width, 50 to 75 feet. They don't get very tall, but they do get wide. Shumard red oaks are native all up and down the state of Texas. They're large, rounded trees at maturity, growing to 50 feet tall and wide. Fall color is usually a rich coppery red. Bur oaks grow in lowlands from Texas all the way to the East Coast in Canada. They're extremely coarse textured with huge deep green leaves and highly fissured bark. They'll get 60 feet tall and wide. Chinkapin oaks grow in more moist areas of Texas, usually along rivers and streams. The oval leaves have small teeth along their margins. They're deep green all summer. The trunks are an attractive gray-brown. Height, 50 feet. Width, 40 to 45 feet. I'm a big fan of lacy oaks. They're smaller trees native to the Texas Hill Country. They have small blue-green leaves that turn rich shades of orange each fall. The mature height's 35 feet, width about 30 feet. They make attractive second or third trees in a landscape. Cedar elms are native to much of central Texas. They're upright oval trees initially. They become rounded 50-foot trees as they mature. They're fine-textured trees with small leaves and numerous small twigs. They are adapted in the panhandle. They're adapted over most of the state of Texas, but they are the best of the elms. Cedar elm, Ulmus crassifolia. Pecans, of course, are the largest of our native trees, to 60 to 70 feet tall and wide. Native pecans are excellent, although they do vary in growth form and productivity. There are good varieties such as Kiowa and Caddo and several others. Folks, we have lots of great trees. Give them a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620. WTAW. Well, the high school football regular season wraps up tonight with a big crosstown showdown as A&M Consolidated pays a visit to Rutter and Merrill Green Stadium. Now, on paper, the 7-2 Tigers are the clear-cut favorites, but at 3-2 in district play, Coach Lee Fedora knows they're still fighting for their playoff lives.
Like we told our guys, we better be ready to play because they know, you know, this is a playoff game because if you lose, you may not be in. If you win, you're guaranteed in. So we just got to go in the mindset. We got to find a way to play our game and win the ball game.
Now, on the other side, Rutter comes in with a chance to make history. If Coach Greg Morgan and the Rangers can pull off a win of 4 or more points, they would clinch the first postseason berth in program history.
You know, we're very pleased at this point of the season, being where we are, that this Week 10 game against Consol means something. Mm-hmm. It's not just finishing for pride or, you know, finishing strong. This one actually can lead to a playoff berth.
Things underway at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. Rangers broadcast will begin at 7 on Willie 1550, with Tigers coverage joining progress right here on WTAW. With the last week's loss to Waco, the Bryan Vikings will actually miss out on the postseason for the first time since 2013. Now, in preparation for tonight's game against Temple, Coach Ross Rogers says the message was simple.
Our kids know this is the last game. Let's just go out there and have fun and you know, throw caution to the wind and hopefully pull out a big win and play the Wildcats' tail off, and hopefully it'll be a win. But we won't have another chance to suit up, so let's get it done tonight.
Kickoff between the Vikings and Wildcats is at 7:30 in Temple. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150. Elsewhere, a big matchup in Taps as 7-2 Brazos Christian plays host to 1-8 St. Joe's at 7:30. Coverage will be on Red Sea Catholic Radio. And Navasota goes for a district title as it visits Little Cypress Mauriceville at 7 on Willie 97.7. In the college game, Texas A&M looks to put a stop to a two-game skid when it welcomes New Mexico to town tomorrow. Coach Kevin Sumlin says there's plenty of Lobos sporting plenty of players and coaches with ties to Aggieland.
Obviously, Bob Davey is a guy who has done a great job. You know, a lot of people know him here still in town, and was here, did a great job here. Jordan Peterson, who played here, was a GA here, a guy that I've been in contact with, has come back and worked some camps here with us. Just a quality young guy. Bob DeBess, who was here as a wide receiver coach. I and Noel Mazzoni were on the same staff at Minnesota for Jim Wecker. And Bob was the coordinator, Noel was the quarterback coach, and I was the wide receiver coach way back when.
So plenty of familiar faces will square off this Saturday at Kyle Field. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. with the Fan Zone show getting underway at 3 right here on WTAW. Now, fans are also encouraged to stop by the broadcast tent outside of the zone around 3:40 to say hi to Dave South before his final home broadcast. Head out to the basketball court, where the 25th-ranked Aggie men are in Germany tonight, getting set to kick off the season against 11th-ranked West Virginia. Tip-off between the Aggies and Mountaineers is at 5 p.m. at Ramstein Air Force Base, with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the women's side of the court, the 20th-ranked Aggies are at home, entertaining Old Southwest Conference foe Houston. Things are underway at 7 o'clock on the Zone 102.7 FM. A big showdown at Ellis Field as 11th-ranked Aggie soccer hosts Lamar in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Things will get underway for that one at 7:30. Broadcast will be on 12thman.com. The emergency injunction request for Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has been denied. The ruling means Elliott's six-game suspension is back on, and he is currently ineligible to play Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. James Harden scored 35 points and dished out 13 assists as the Houston Rockets nipped the Cleveland Cavaliers 117-113 last night. Meanwhile, this evening, the San Antonio Spurs will play host to the Milwaukee Bucks at 8. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are at home taking on the New York Islanders at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Come experience the warehouse at CC Creations, the store you voted the best place to buy Aggie merchandise since 2012. We have the best designs at the best value in our 20,000 square foot warehouse. That's right, 20,000 square feet, filled wall to wall with the largest selection of Aggie merchandise anywhere. Come shop the hottest designs before heading to the game to watch the Aggies beat the hell out of New Mexico. We're open 7 days a week with extended hours on home football game weekends. Keep the tradition. Shop the warehouse, located at 114 Holloman, just 1 mile south of Kyle Field. And don't forget to shop Aggieland's original tent sale. You can't miss the big white tent on University Drive in College Station. Stop by and shop the largest selection of unique Aggie designs for every Texas A&M fan in your family. We're open Friday from 9 to 8, Saturday from 8 to 8, and Sunday from 9 to 5. So don't miss out on this weekend's largest tent event. CC Creations, two awesome locations, one great sale.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Paying just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 1801-68A, 2013 Ford Focus. Selling price $5,299. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $27 down plus tax. Title license with a the program.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant in Madisonville this weekend. Sale ends Saturday. Subject to prior sale.
Lords and ladies of the realm, Bud Light invites you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Revel in 9 weeks of magic this fall. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and wonders every Saturday, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Friday, September the 30th through November 26th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets are available at Walgreens and texrenfest.com. The whole kingdom promises to delight this fall at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers group of companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the one in a million woman in your life with a one in a million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Here's the weather brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. Going to start warming up. We have to 67 today, 71 tomorrow. By the way, by the end of next week, we'll be near 80. It's 48 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.